Hello again, Mike O'Connor, another GeezerCast for you. Coming up on the end of January already. Beautiful wintry day here at the farm, blue skies. We've had a really gray year this year. It's been making people crazy, so today's a beauty. It's a beauty today. We had a little snow last night. There's snow all over the trees. And it's just great. And this week, I thought I'd talk about fame, because we had a little conversation on the college listserv last week about that, and I wrote something that I decided could go into the GeezerCast. In my life, I've had several sort of 15 minutes of fame moments, and the fellow who triggered the discussion was sort of sad because he'd never gotten really famous, and I think that made him feel like something had been left out. So I was sort of, reacting to that and saying, well, here are some observations about fame. The first one is that I've got this thing about sort of the half-life of knowledge, and it used to be that when the world wasn't changing very fast and things you learned in school could remain current for a really long time, sometimes forever. But today, that half-life of knowledge is growing shorter, and the speed with which it's growing shorter is also increasing. And so I'm sort of the opinion that most of the stuff that I've learned more than, well, I'm feeling like the half-life of knowledge is about 6 months right now. So everything, half of what I know and half of what I learned 6 months ago is obsolete, which can be somewhat dismaying, but I think that's good news because it also means that I could become a world-class expert at a lot of stuff just by sitting and soaking in the knowledge of what's going on for about 6 months, and then I'd be as smart as anybody in the field. And the example I used in my little note to the listserv was 6 months ago, my podcast, Sex and Podcasting, was 4 months old, and it was a big deal. It was in the iTunes Top 100 and all that stuff. 6 months before that, I hadn't even heard of podcasting. And now I'm sort of done with podcasting. I'm still doing, the GeezerCast thing, but the whole big deal iTunes Top 100 Sex and Podcasting thing is like so 2005 for me. It's like the last thing. And, while Sex and Podcasting was a big deal, I was kind of famous just a little bit, and now that it's gone from the top 100, I'm not anymore. It was easy to get famous, and it was pretty easy to give it up. So, I think if you want to become famous, you could do it too. You just pick something that you're interested in, and you subscribe to all of the relevant blogs and podcasts and news groups and newspapers and journals, and just sit and soak in them for 3 months. Just read everything that's out there. And after 3 months, you're pretty much going to be current in whatever the thinking is in the state of the art. And then for the next 3 months, you could start participating. You could leave comments on people's blogs and write little things on your website. And, after that 3 months, I think you'd be an opinion leader. You'd probably be, at least in a small way, famous. Now, if you wanted to get more famous, I had some other observations. And the next one had to do with the media. And suppose you wanted to take your little teeny tiny fame campfire that you've started and stoke it up a little bit by getting in the local newspaper. Well, now that you're moderately famous in your internet niche, figure out who the local reporters are who write about whatever you're famous about. And then help them out. Help them do their job. Because us regular folks can help reporters do their jobs. You can send helpful stuff their way. If they write an article and they missed something that you think is important, you could send them a link or you could write them a little note by email. I wouldn't recommend making them look stupid by publishing a letter to the editor. That will endear reporters to you. But if you started sending sort of attaboy emails to the local reporter in your chosen field, I bet the next time they did a story about that stuff, they'd get in touch with you and maybe ask your opinion. And who knows, maybe you get in the newspaper that way. Now, that led me to a sort of a side trip into the question of newspapers and stuff like that. I, you know, for years have been getting in the newspapers fairly regularly, and I follow sort of very simple rules when I do that. The first rule is that whenever a reporter calls me up, I always try to call them back as fast as I can because they're on a deadline and they need to talk to people like right away. So calling a reporter 24 or 48 hours after they call you is like completely useless to them in most cases. Another thing I always do is I always talk on the record if I can. I mean, every once in a while you run into something that you don't have permission to talk about. And at that point, I just don't talk about it. I tell them I can't talk about that. I don't talk off the record. I try to help them be better reporters. I point them at lots and lots of resources if I can and try to help them understand whatever it is that they're working on. If I know people, I point them at those folks because in many cases, I'm not the expert, and they really need somebody with a lot of credentials, and I try to help out with that. And I always take really strong positions, and I always try to speak in a really quotable way, because, again, the last thing they need is sort of mealy-mouthed, namby-pamby stuff. They need, you know, something they can stick in the paper that's got a little zing to it. And the upshot of all that is that for all that help that I give them, they reward me, not every time, but a lot of times, by letting me be in their stories. So it's pretty cool. Now, let's say that you do all that. Well, now you're more famous, a little bit more famous. You're still not a rock and roll star, but, you know, these things are done incrementally. And if, you know, you can sort of extend this bridge as far as you want. The question that I asked in my post to the news or the listserv was, if you really want to be famous, it's just a project like any other. You can hire a PR agency to do it for you, or you can do it yourself, sort of like what I described. The real question is, why do you want to be famous? And this fellow had said that he really, you know, wanted to be a legendary hero. And I came back and said, well, what's wrong with just being a hero? My observation is that people who are famous are usually famous for a reason. Either it helps them get better jobs or better parts in movies or better ratings on the radio or whatever. Or more money. And I guess those are sort of combined. You know, that's sort of the same thing in a way. Or maybe you want to have more impact in a nonprofit thing that you're trying to do. I did a lot of that with Y2K. I got kind of moderately famous during the Y2K era. I was on the media a lot. And I did it consciously. It was to sort of advance the cause. And I'm getting ready to do it again. I've got a project that I'm working on, this corp.com registry, where we're going to register domain names like acme.corp.com and ajax.corp.com, you know, sort of all the corporations that missed their name in the .com space. I'm hoping that corp.com would be a good spot for them. And so I'm consciously going to try and get a little bit famous about that, and I'm going to follow my own advice. I haven't started yet because we're not quite ready to roll, but, you know, I'm going to go to the trade association meetings, and I'm going to get in the blogosphere and try and get some media and all that kind of stuff. And I'm doing it on purpose. I'm doing it because I think that it will make the registry more successful. And so it's a tool. It's just a gizmo that's useful in some cases. It doesn't make me any different, really. I think famous people and regular people are the same, and the underlying stuff doesn't really change, but fame is handy sometimes, that's all. So I'm going to go off and get a little bit famous about domain name registry stuff here in the next few months. And so I told him about that. And then what I wrapped up with is, you know, I said, look, you know, if I were in your shoes, I wouldn't be sad about not being famous. I'd either decide that there was a reason for me to be famous, in which case I'd go get famous, or there wasn't, in which case I wouldn't worry about it. But it's not a reflection on personal worth in any way. It's just a gizmo. So there's my rant about fame and getting in the newspaper. Wrapping up this here GeezerCast, I'm going to go off and work on I'm building couches. This winter's project is making a couple of couches for the living room at the house in St. Paul. The last couple of weeks have been just unbelievably busy in the work front, so I'm catching up. So that's it for today. Catch you the next time.